So one of the reasons that I started this channel was because I wasn't really thrilled about how medicine is portrayed on social media, whether that's medical school or actually being a doctor. There's just absolutely no middle ground. It's either the greatest thing ever and all these perfect little desk setups with a coffee cup and a stethoscope and you're happy all the time, or it's God's worst creation and everything sucks and everyone's depressed and hates it. And like most things, the truth is generally in the middle. Now, I will say medical education is far from perfect, and you could say that about the entire education system, but it's not the best thing ever, and it's not the worst thing ever either. So in terms of what makes it hard, let's actually look at what you're giving up in order to pursue medical school and become a physician. The first and most valuable thing is your time. It's going to take you a very long time to become a full-fledged attending doctor. For the most part, you're looking at 4 years of high school, 4 years of undergrad, university or college, 4 years of medical school, and then a 2 to 7 year residency, followed by fellowship if you want to do that. That's a very long time, and assuming you followed a traditional path and you got into med school on your first try and you got the residency you wanted on your first try and everything went according to plan, you're in your early to mid-30s before you ever make a doctor paycheck and before you're ever a full-fledged attending doctor. Now, during this time, there's also the money sacrifice, both in what you're paying and what you're missing out on. So, university, you're going to be paying for that degree, and more or less, it's a means to an end to get into medical school for people who are hell-bent on just going to med school and don't want to do anything else. And then you're going to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical school to go through those 4 years. And eventually, when you do start making money, it's going to be $50,000 to $60,000 a year as a resident, which isn't terrible, but for the amount of time you put in and how much you're going to be working, especially for certain specialties, not very much. Now, like I mentioned, that's just the cost that you pay, but there's also an opportunity cost for everything that you missed out on during that time. A lot of people that you grew up with who maybe followed a more traditional road and just got a job straight out of high school or more commonly university, they've already been making money for a few years and kind of building up their nest egg, and you can kind of feel like you're a little bit behind. The grass always seems greener on the other side, but it is a factor to consider that if you're going to spend your time doing one thing, you automatically get rid of the opportunity to do anything else. Another thing is just going to be your lack of control over your life. If you followed a traditional path, you've been in school for most of your life and you've just been told what to do, when to show up, when the exam's going to be, and that's the only life you know. Now, that's all good when you're younger and you kind of need those guideposts about how to navigate things and what's important and kind of put you on a path, but it can be pretty frustrating once you actually get to medical school. You have to do a bunch of stuff that maybe you have no interest in just because the school said you have to do it, and you really have no choice other than just jumping through those hoops and paying for it at the same time. There were plenty of rotations during medical school where I did not need 6 weeks in the hospital on that rotation to figure out that I didn't want to do this as a career. But because the school said I had to, I had to. There's no selectivity. You just show up and you do what you're told. You'd wake up at like 5 in the morning and come home late at night after a full day of work that you paid for, and just not having any interest in what you're learning or what you're doing. That's kind of when you get into the discussion of burnout and just feeling like, what am I even doing here? So just overall, the rigidity and the structure of it is beneficial in some ways that it keeps you organized and it gives you a clear goal to aim towards, but it can also be very frustrating and negative when you're just forced to do a bunch of things that you find irrelevant and you don't really care about. Now, the next thing that makes it hard, it goes without saying, there's just a lot to learn. In my opinion, for the most part, what you're learning isn't particularly hard. The concepts are fairly simple to understand. The hard thing is the volume of information and eventually putting it all together and being able to apply it. Now, there's ways for you here to learn efficiently, figure out how to study and just what works the best for you, and obviously manage your time well. But more or less, this one's probably less controllable just because the human body is just that complex. There's just so many parts of the human body and ways that things can go wrong. So naturally, it's just a lot of information. You have to figure out a way to get through it all. Now, if you are a medical student and you're going to be one soon, be sure to check the description. We're working on a free medical education platform that hopefully helps you guys out. Now, if I haven't scared you away, it's not all doom and gloom. There are some fun things and some positives about med school as well. The first one being that you can kind of just delay responsibility a little bit in your life. You are a medical student, you're learning a lot, and you're seeing patients, and you should absolutely take pride in that and do your work and work hard. But ultimately, you're still years away from being fully responsible for that patient. You're just so insulated in terms of responsibility. You have other medical students with you, you have residents of every level, and then the attending, that it really takes the pressure off. Now, obviously you want to work hard and know what's going on, but it is kind of nice that for a few years you have people to fall back on, and even if you are misunderstanding something or getting something wrong, there's somebody there to correct you, because eventually that's going to be you. Most other people are working their jobs, so it's kind of nice to live that student life a little bit longer and just enjoy the time with your classmates, enjoy time after exams and things like that. I remember we used to have things like intramural sports and trips and after exam parties, and people would get together to watch the game or whatever, and things like that just reduce so much once you're actually a full-fledged adult. Now also, despite all the changes and negativity around the field, it is still a very stable and highly respected job. A lot of people, including me sometimes in the past, when we complain about being a medical student, it's important to watch who you're comparing yourself to. It's easy to think, oh, I could be somewhere else and making money and be on with my life and I don't have to do any of this crap. But realistically, the outcome for most people, not everybody, but most people, you'd be working some 9-to-5 somewhere, probably making less money and ultimately having less time than you do now. People love to think that just because they're good at one thing, that they're automatically going to be good at everything that they do. Now, you got into medical school and you should be proud of yourself. That's a difficult thing to do, but that doesn't automatically mean that you would be the next Facebook founder or the best computer engineer or the best software mogul. Like, it doesn't mean any of that. Like I said, for most people, the alternative is some 9-to-5 job at a company that you do not care about. So even though it's not perfect, it is important to remember that the end result in many ways is still worth it. The stability that a job in medicine offers is almost unrivaled, because there's always going to be sick people, unfortunately, and we're going to need people to take care of them. People love to bring up examples like, oh, one of my friends is some software engineer making like $400,000 straight out of school. And that might be true. I'm not saying they're lying, but that's the rarity, and that's not very common amongst other careers. Now, don't get me wrong, there are other ways to make money that are better than medicine, but if you like the other aspects of being a physician, the rest of it is kind of just something you have to put up with. Now, the other cool thing about medicine is that it's such a collaborative field. It's not at all taught in the way it's actually practiced. In real life, you have experts in their field constantly asking other people for advice, seeing what they think, and learning from one another. That's not very common in other careers. Now, the other thing is, and you can lose sight of this while you're going through medical school and you're constantly focused on all the studying and the exams, the things you're doing are pretty cool. In the OR, getting to see the inside of somebody else's body and fixing whatever the problem is, or even on other specialties like psychiatry, somebody trusting you with their whole life story and what they're struggling with. If you look beyond all the studying and the garbage you have to put up with, it is pretty cool at the end of the day. So that's pretty much it. Some negatives, some positives about pursuing medicine as a career. Obviously, a lot of these things are just going to differ based on the school and the people you're working with. But for the most part, I would say that the truth is somewhere in the middle. Whether medical school is hard or worth it or not, it ends up really just being a subjective decision. There's pros and cons, just like anything else. And ultimately, it falls in your lap which way you want to go. For me, I love what I do now. But the fact of the matter is that there's only one way to get here, and that's through medical school. So would I do it again? I would, but not necessarily for medical school, but just for the final result that it provided. Hopefully, as time goes on, the education system gets a little bit better, and so the process becomes more enjoyable, and it's not just a means to an end to get to being a physician. Hopefully that was helpful. Like, comment, do all that stuff. Check the description, and I'll see you next time.